have special topic to discuss about relationship with sitting. And this is a big, big subject. We can spend another semester about it. In my mind about this subject, have you been in the symphony? You haven't been in the symphony, or any performance? There is a expectation of audience, and all members of symphony or ballet, when a moment come right before performance start, there is a enormous deep silence, stillness take place. When you think about how the symphony member unite each other, their music through their different instrument, you during the music go, you audience appreciate their practice for the long intense practice before this performance. To me, the meditative or contemplative contemplation, you call contemplation and meditation, which is the background for the all artistic ability, and fruition of the practice, which appear as art forms. So those two elements are, I think, inseparable relationship. Although, like the deep silence is not counted as a part of music. which is I cannot say the background of the music. So you can imagine how the audience silence during the symphony is again the appreciation to receive imprint the music in your mind, not only mind but bodily you feel the inspiration of the composer, player, conductor. So the one of the poet and writer of the modern Japan, Tōsong, who spoke about the relationship of the art form and inspiration, which is not yet expressed, and silence. Maybe you must say pure time, unstained time and space, to which your mind go into, and inspiration to appear, and depend on what kind of skill you have achieved, and through that skill, this inspiration is translated to some form. He says poem is a gift to people. Present to people in large, you know, to create the original inspiration in each people who appreciate. Referring to Basho's poem, you know this. Ancient pond, a frog hopping, sound of water. That's a short poem, but the most well-known poem in Japan, Matsuo Basho. This poem was presented to the his Zazen teacher, Furuikeya Kawazu Tobikomu Mizu no Oto, 17 syllable. Furuike ya ancient pond, a frog hop in, sound of water. This little poem might suggest you that the ancient pond, you can visualize it and also someone is sitting there and watching the pond, and I don't know which season it was, but obviously your mind is really expanded. And the small frog goes in, and the sound must be small sound, but you can imagine it could be a huge thunder-like sound, no? Those poems are not good to interpret, just you sense what this poet is wanted to express. Sometimes this question is argued upon. Referring to the religious experience and expression of one's experience, and some people say they don't relate. I mean. Absolute and relative cannot be mixed up. So in one way, like sitting time, obviously you don't do anything else but sitting. That is that, and it doesn't need to be the experience in the sitting or in the meditation because of its so real and unable to translate, so to speak, no? Unable to put them into the words or because of as soon as you express it become kind of fake because of unexpressible experience is totally different from what was expressed. So there is a deep possibility of debate of sitting is not same as doing something. I think it's up to you how you experience. Most people do not pay much attention about this silence or stillness or kind of maybe because of your meditation action is you go into, plunge into the absolute and totally diminish your personality, personal existence. Or maybe the same thing could be said, the absolute take over you, and you are actually diminished by it. In such state, there is no verbal expression or maybe you might say whatever is expressed is again you come back to your human agency, so to speak. You separate yourself from the absolute, unity with absolute. So this is a kind of artist dilemma. No? Often you see the artist hesitate to exhibit their work because he or she knows it's a fake. You know? I mean, not a real fake, but it's somewhat different from what you wanted to express. You know? So honest artists usually don't want to sell things which was made by him or her because become very bashful because the art itself is priceless and the inspiration itself and the whole effort is unrepeatable and you cannot sell it, you know. You can give it, but the return for the art is just a little appreciation, no? Little ticket, buying ticket to go to see ballet or listen the symphony. watching the performance, $50, $100 ticket is still too little to charge in so to speak. That's what I think. What do you think? And once the performance is come to end, the audience, performers, have something very wonderful thing to bring it. Not the music itself, or not particular part of, like first violinist was good, or singer was good. It's not like that, but something very shiny, warm, joyful. It continue few days. Affect you in that way. I do a lot of calligraphy these days, but after, during drawing, there is no joy or nothing but struggle. No energy wants to come out. And then when it's done, you know when it's done, and yet again you want to not to see it again, because it's completed, but not perfect. Such kind of dilemma always stay with me. And, what do you think about her question? Many of you are artist, poet, writer. Say something. Yes?
It's just a word.
Thank you. Do you have a father? Question? Oh, you play violin also. We go back to our basic subject of samadhi. Samadhi is a Sanskrit word. How do you what's the best English for the samadhi?
Well, I remember first, that's what it's always stuck with.
Samadhi. Absorption. Absorption. The samadhi appear actually from moment we wake up until you go into sleep, even in the sleep, the samadhi continue. Our life, the center of our life always points moment after moment the right direction to take. And all activities are called samadhis, different kind of samadhis, which is what we say life.